AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Justice Department says a key participant in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya, has been taken into custody. Sagar Magani has details.
The attacks on the Benghazi compound and a nearby annex killed four Americans.
We have never forgotten those heroes, and we have never stopped seeking justice for that crime against our nation.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says Zubair al-Bakoush was brought to the U.S. this morning and will be prosecuted for the deaths. The Benghazi attacks have long been a divisive political issue, with Republicans seeking to blame the Obama administration, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, for faulty security at the outposts and a slow response to the attacks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A post on President Trump's social media account depicting former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle Obama as primates has been taken down. Congressman Al Green.
This is raw, rank racism when the President of the United States of America, who knows or should know the history of this country.
On Wall Street, stocks scored their best day since May, with the Dow topping 50,000 for the first time. Seth Sutel has closing numbers.
The Dow jumped 1,206 points Friday. That's about 2.5%. The Dow closed at 50,115. The S&P 500 rallied 2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed to 2.2%. Chip companies helped lead the way higher. NVIDIA and Broadcom each surged more than 7%. Bitcoin rose back above $70,000, finding its footing after plunging for several weeks. Seth Sutel, New York.
And in Arizona, the sheriff investigating the apparent abduction of Savannah Guthrie's mother says a doorbell camera at Nancy Guthrie's home wasn't able to capture images of anyone the day she went missing. Investigators say it was disconnected early Sunday. This is AP News. Ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl, the NFL handed out its annual awards last night. Gethin Coolbaugh has a recap.
Matthew Stafford edged Drake May for the AP NFL Most Valuable Player Award. It was the closest race since Peyton Manning and Steve McNair were co-winners in 2003.
It doesn't surprise me. Drake had an unbelievable season. There were a lot of guys in that category tonight that had unbelievable years. It's truly humbling.
The Los Angeles Rams quarterback received 24 of 50 first place votes, while May got 23.
I play with such a great group of guys and great group of coaches that I was lucky enough to finish this season healthy and want to make sure that I go out there and see what happens next year.
Patriots coach Mike Vrabel was named Coach of the Year. Cleveland's Myles Garrett was named Defensive Player of the Year, while San Francisco's Christian McCaffrey was Comeback Player of the Year. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And it's the Patriots Seahawks Sunday night. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.